So I was in the green room, and I seen that Barack Hussein Obama is visiting. Yes, he's visiting Japan. Well, more to be more precise, he's visiting Hiroshima. I wonder if he'll apologize, because you know he does the whole apology tour. You know that. I wonder if he'll apologize. I wonder if he's going there to apologize. Might. I remember when he went to Cuba, he basically apologized there. He apologizes. He apologizes everywhere. I mean, seriously, he apologizes everywhere. I wonder if he'll apologize for dropping the bomb. I wonder. Let me tell you, Japan, listen, Japan should thank us for dropping the bomb. Look at Japan today. It wasn't that long ago. It wasn't that long ago that we dropped a nuclear bomb on them. Okay, not once, but twice. And look at them today. They're a thriving country. They really are a thriving, bustling country. Their economy, they produce products. They take our jobs. They're a great, great country for having two bombs dropped on them. And then you shift over to the United States, and a whole town in Michigan can't get water without lead in it. you got St. Louis. You got areas that are burned out, like towns, cities burned out. The infrastructure, buildings, they're just falling down. You go to places in New Jersey. You go to places in New Jersey where buildings are dilapidated. I mean, just Detroit. You could buy a house in Detroit for like $500. And nobody dropped a nuclear bomb on us. But you go to St. Louis, you go to some of these areas, in Cleveland. It looks like a bomb was dropped there. Looks like a blast rocked the hell out of parts of Jersey. So the Japs, hey, they're Jap. I can say Japs, right? It's not racist. It's not like I call them slopes or or gooks or, you know, the yellow people. I didn't say that, right? So the Japs, they should thank us. They should write us a letter. Thank you for dropping bombs on us. Thank you for dropping bombs on us. We would never be kicking your ass. All right? We would never be kicking your ass in manufacturing. We would never be who we are if you never dropped those two bombs on us. Thank you. Thank you. Obama's going to be there and he's going to say, yes, I want to apologize. They're going to be like, no, don't apologize. What are you doing? I want to apologize to the United States of America for dropping. No. Don't apologize. Thank you, Mr. President, for all that you did for us. No, but you dropped bombs. You killed thousands. Thank you. Yes, the images of the girls, the little Japanese girl running through the street on fire and melting her body. Thank you. Because look at our country now. You won't find any places that look like St. Louis, Mr. President. You won't look. No, Mr. President. You won't find that, Mr. President. Even Hiroshima, it got nuked. It got nuked, and it looks better. It looks better than parts of St. Louis. It looks better than parts of Cleveland. Looks better than parts of New Jersey. It looks better than parts of L.A. They got nuked. Amazing. No, there's no, Mr. President, please don't. Just don't. Don't. We thank you. Okay. So what's going on, Mr. President? He's there in Japan. So good luck, Mr. President. Let's see how that turns out over there. And then Cruz has popped up. That he's like a, told you, he's like that game. You know that game in Chuck E. Cheese? Come on. I'm not the only person that remembers that game. Remember when you have the mallet and it's the big puffy that mallet, and then the creature, whatever the hell that thing is, it pops up through the hole, and then you gotta whack it. You know, it pops up, you whack it, it goes down. Whack it, goes down. Up, whack it, down. Up, down. You know, that's Ted Cruz. He's that creature. He's that. He's that creature. That's Ted Cruz. So he was up. He hasn't been whacked in the head yet, but he was up. He was up. And where? Where was he up at? You know where. You know where. At his underboss, what do they call the under of a cult leader? Like David Koresh had somebody that was under him. They're not called lieutenants, right? What are they called? What are those cult people? I don't know, whatever. But he was on Glenn Beck. Yes, Glenn Beck. You know, the guy who does the let's fast. Let's pray, let's fast, you're talking about God killed Antonin Scalia so that Ted Cruz. I like to ask Glenn Beck what happened, like, what's the theory now? Because remember, it was God killed Antonin Scalia so that Cruz would get the nomination and then he would become president, and then he would appoint a justice just like Scalia or better. Well, Cruz didn't get the nomination. He was rejected. by millions and millions and millions of people. So now why did God kill Antonin Scalia? Like, why did God kill Antonin Scalia? Will somebody please ask Glenn Beck, why did God kill Antonin Scalia now? Why? What happened? Why did he do it? Do we know why? All right. Someone could get that info from Glenn. I'd love to know. Anyways, so Cruz popped up. Why he popped up, I don't know. I don't know why he popped up, but he did. And the guy's, I think he's just, you know, I don't even know what he is. I'll let you be the judge. So he was on Glenn's Bible Hour. And he said this. Let's be very clear. If there is a path to victory, we launch this campaign intending to win. Okay? The reason we suspended our campaign, the reason we did this, is because with Indiana's loss, I didn't see a viable path to victory. But if that changes, we will certainly respond accordingly. What do you mean, if anything changed, we'll respond to what? It would be if Trump gets killed? What do you mean we'll respond accordingly? What do you mean, stupid? What do you mean you'll respond to if there is a path to victory? There is a path to victory. Then we will get back in the race. Well, how? Again, he pops his head up. Someone needs to hit him in the head with the hammer. Get Ben Carson. Somebody call Ben Carson, please. Somebody call Ben Carson. Tell him we need to do to Ted Cruz what he tried to do with his mom. We need him to go and hit Ted in the head. Get Ted out of here, this a-hole. Go away, Ted. Please, just go away. Oh, God. He's killing me. He is. So that was it. The Cruz popped up on his underlings there, the cult leaders there.